areas of my life and grow in ways that I never thought possible. A few people that really helped me grow in that way were Brooke and Karen and Jack, guys like Andrew Buchanan and Brett Buchanan, Anthony Matchie, if any of you guys know who that is. He's from way back when he was a freshman, scared little freshman, who had no idea what he was doing on Cal's massive campus and had a lot of figuring out to do. And for a lot of people that stepped into my life and stepped up in a big way to help me find my way, and not only to find my way, but to help other people find their way down the road. And I think that this community we have here is just one of the most special communities on Cal's campus. I really hope that it continues being this way, and I've seen all these new faces out here. I really think it will continue to be that way. But one thing I would challenge each of you to do, this is a little piece of advice from the guy who's older, is to really, really get connected with the people in this community. That was one of the biggest things for me, was getting to know the people around me here and really investing in knowing their life story, knowing what struggles they are going through, learning to empathize with those struggles, and learning to help them find their way to Christ in the midst of those struggles. So I think if you take some time to get to know the people around you, maybe not always sit with the people you know, maybe sit with some people you don't know, or particularly at the social events that Athletes in Action puts on, just kind of sticking your neck out there and seeing who comes your way. You never know who you're going to meet. You could meet a future spouse in Athletes in Action. Also, in regards to meeting people, a great place to meet people is the Ultimate Training Camp that Athletes in Action puts on. A few of us have been to the Ultimate Training Camp, either this past summer or the summer before, in Colorado State, or down in SoCal at CSU Long Beach. If you're looking for, particularly when it comes to how do you apply faith in your sport and what does it look like to have an audience of one and to really understand what it means to make God the center of your life, not only in your walk of faith and maybe academically in your home life, but also to make that the center of your athletics, I would highly recommend doing the UTC. That was one of the biggest weeks of my life as well, this past summer. And it really opened up my eyes to a lot of things that I was missing out on in terms of realms in my life where God could really kind of fill in those gaps and overflow out of me into other people. And he could really show his love through my athletic endeavors as well as my endeavors with Athletes in Action. So, it's a little plug thing. If you haven't registered yet, come talk to one of the 14 members at the end, and we will show you how you might be able to do that. Or, even if you're not interested in necessarily registering, just come talk to us, any of us that have been to UTC. Rachel's been to UTC, George's been to UTC, Chloe's been to UTC, Scott's been to UTC, Maddie's been to UTC. I think there's... Yes. Oh, yeah, Rachel Owen's also been to UTC. So, if you're interested, or you just want to talk to somebody who's experienced that and know a little bit more about it, but I'll talk about my plans going ahead now. I plan to, hopefully, if I get in, which I'm still waiting to hear back, I plan to go to the University of Arizona in the spring to start graduate school in optical science and finish out my last semester over there. Fortunately, they also have Athletes in Action over there, so I'm going to get plugged in with their movement and hopefully keep this thing going. So I'm excited for that. Definitely really nervous, and that's a hard thing for me right now, so I'll be praying for my nerves and for my anxiety as I wait to hear back about that, and that God would really help me with that for my good and for the good of those that I could touch over there in Arizona, in Tucson. So that's all I've got to say, and thank you for being such an amazing community, for loving on me and allowing me to love on you.
Cool. Well, I've had the privilege to know Trent for the past
4 years. And one of my favorite things about Trent is that he's has a servant's heart. He is always looking out for other people, even when it's not convenient for him. And more often than not, it's not convenient for him, being an athlete, being a business major, and just being incredibly busy all the time. But ever since the first day that we had that one Bible study where it was just you and I knew that this is something, a relationship that I have the rest of my life. And that's something that I'm going to cherish and miss. So, yeah.
I just seen one with Trent, like he was here before I got here, so he kind of helped me get to know Cal. But just to see Trent's incredible loyal heart, just your loyalty and your relationships with people is amazing. And then the perseverance that you put in, both in your walk with the Lord and obviously in your sport, it's been a long road often many seasons. So just your perseverance has been amazing. And of course, as Jack just said, the thing that comes across from Trent is the service. So I don't know how many people have rescued from failure in mathematics, physics, etc. Some people graduated in the last moment because of your help. And just the impact that you've had, obviously, on your team, on the cross country team, it's been incredible to see your impact. So I wanted to give a Trent, this is something to give to our seniors, the baton. It's passing it on, it's the purpose, it's your trajectory. On this baton, it says, 2 Timothy 2:2, it says, the things that you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, and trust to faithful people who will be able to teach others also. So the idea is, obviously, the things that we've entrusted, other people have entrusted into your life, that would be something that you impart to other people. You've already begun to do that, now you get the chance to do it as well. So anyway, I just appreciate the love of you. Just your servant's heart. What I want to do now is something a little different if you don't mind. In the New Testament, when they would send people out, what they would do is they would lay hands on someone and pray for them. So if you guys wouldn't mind just standing and grabbing your shoulder of someone next to you, and we're going to lay hands on Trent and pray for them. Out here in the middle.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Grab a piece of Trent or someone else is touching Trent. You guys like that? Father, we do thank you for the man of God and the that he lives and sees the world. And we pray as he goes, you live for the that you give it into his own way as possible. And through the blessed things, we be able to finish out the season here. We pray that you use me there as well. So we use them as well. And let's go.
Yes. 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 Y